I'm just outside an ethanol plant in central Indiana, and it's pretty much like a lot of other ethanol plants. There are a lot of semi-trucks going by, and they're loaded with yellow corn kernels. See, most ethanol plants grind corn kernels for the starch inside the kernel, then they turn that starch into sugar, then they take the sugary water and brew ethanol from it. It's a process that's kind of like making beer or wine, actually. Anyway, this entire process is easier and cheaper if you can make the ethanol from sugary plants rather than starchy corn kernels. I'm just about to meet a guy who's working on making corn that's easy to grow in the Midwest, but creates sugary juice instead of starchy corn kernels.
The walk over here, these are our three sugar corn hybrids.
I'm with Todd Crone. He's a researcher with a company called Targeted Growth. He walks me through a test plot of a plant nicknamed sugar corn. He pulls off an ear of corn and pulls back the leaves.
And just to show you.
The ear is almost bare.
There's just a few stray kernels that are developing, very few.
A few got through.
Crone says this plant avoids making corn kernels. Instead, it puts energy and sugar into the stalk, and he can prove it with a taste test right here in the field. First, he snips a piece of stalk and then pulls out a little press.
You squeeze some of the juice to determine how much sugar is there. It's up to you if you like. You can put one on your finger and taste it.
Yeah.
You taste a little sweetness?
Yeah, it's definitely sweet.
Yeah. It's a little bit sweeter than pop might be.
Crone says tests show that sugar corn juice is as sweet as juice from sugar cane. He says this means America could have a new plant that boosts ethanol production, but does not compete with food, and it uses equipment farmers already have.
For the farmer, not much changes until harvest, when some logistics need to be worked out still.
Obviously, if you're selling a lot of this corn, you're going to be making a good deal of profit, hopefully. What's in it for the rest of us in terms of the success or failure of efforts like this, you know, for drivers and everybody else?
Well, I would say hopefully it results in cheaper ethanol that can compete with cheap oil. And then meeting that mandate to get more and more ethanol produced.
Well, that's the idea, but Targeted Growth would have to change more than just corn plants to succeed. You see, they'd have to change how at least some ethanol companies do their business. And some ethanol companies I spoke to have some tough questions about that.
How could you handle sugar corn? How could you store it?
This is Jeff Hartz. He works at Central Indiana Ethanol. Hartz says he likes the idea of using sweet corn juice to make ethanol. He says it could be efficient, but he worries about getting enough to run an expensive operation like his. After all, he says he has no problem finding corn kernels.
It's a consistent flow of corn, and we need that consistent flow to keep going, and that's why we have storage. The farmers have storage. We have a local grain elevator network to ship corn into us to keep that flow steady 12 months throughout the year.
Hart's company might be a bit reluctant to change right away, but ethanol producers will have to find alternatives to the corn kernel. The government is capping how much ethanol can come from corn starch, and as those requirements phase in, alternatives like sugar corn might look sweeter than they do now. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.